Good morning, everyone. Almost time for lunch, right? So I almost need to say good afternoon. Well, I'm going to be, I also did like Sheila. Well, you know, this is about disaster preparedness. Does this really match? But you know what? It does match. Okay, so it does match. Because how many in here, again, are PHNs, public health nurses? The whole room, right? How many of you have been involved in a disaster or an emergency preparedness? Did you feel like you were prepared? How many said, I was prepared, I knew my stuff, I was ready to go? How many felt like, you know what, I wish I had some more preparation, I wasn't clear, wasn't sure? Okay, good. So this is for everybody here. So we're all right. So I'm going to talk today about competency-based learning model and collaboration and setting up or getting together a training program for public health nurses in disaster preparedness. I have no relationships to disclose today. Well, I'm from California. We know we've had a lot of disasters. We've had man-made, not just California, but nationwide, worldwide. We've had man-made disasters. We've had natural disasters. And in California, we're in a 3-year drought. So, of course, we have a lot of wildfires. That's the big thing for us. So I've only mentioned two of the wildfires that recently happened in California. And because of the wildfires, we have to open up shelters because people are being displaced. And one of the shelters that we opened up was the Silver Wildfire. And I worked as a nurse in that shelter, so I will be discussing a little more about that. So for our outline, we're going to discuss the competency-based learning, the public health nurse workforce competencies training and skill stations, and our success and challenges of emergency preparedness training. So competency-based learning is a great model for this because it's based on the person who is being trained actually performing the skill set. And it's great because it focuses on the outcomes of learning, and these are experienced nurses. So we're not teaching them basic nursing. They already know it. We are facilitating their training. So this is a great model for it. And it promotes performance assessment and self-directed learning. So this is our framework for our training. Scope of practice, of course. The nursing process. I'm not even going to go over that because so many of us in here are nurses. But did you know that the California Government Code Section 3100 says that public health workers are disaster workers? So if you work in public health, you are a disaster worker. And then we also have the California Public Health Nursing Disaster Handbook as part of our framework. This handbook was developed by the directors, the California Directors of Nursing, excellent for disaster preparedness for nurses. Very comprehensive. It gives the roles of from the director of nursing working in a shelter setting to the line staff. So it's a very good book. Also, our framework is also with the Quad Council of Public Health Nurses and with the Nurse Practice Act. We collaborated with our Public Health Emergency Preparedness and Response Branch. That's a lot to say, right? So the acronym is PEPPER. So when I refer to the Public Health Emergency Preparedness and Response Branch, I'm talking about PEPPER. And we also collaborated with the American Red Cross. And also part of our framework was the training that the nurses already had. And our director, which is Hermia Parks here, and she's like the champion for us doing disaster preparedness, always promotes the nurses to receive training. And I can't forget Amy Larson here. She's my partner in crime while we're in New Orleans. She's one of the supervisors. Our evaluations were ongoing. So Riverside County Department of Public Health developed a training course to provide a comprehensive plan to prepare public health nurses to respond to mass casualty events or acts of terrorism. How we did it was, every year, Riverside County Public Health Nursing has an annual day. And that's when all the staff are invited to participate. We have trainings, we have speakers, we have activities, we provide CEUs. So it's usually a themed event. So for 2012, our theme was disaster preparedness. We partnered with Red Cross. Red Cross was there for us to talk about the shelters. We all had someone from the director from PEPPER to talk about their role in the shelters. We also had skill station demonstrations for all the nurses. These skill stations had subject matter experts. We had all the newest equipment, because if you've been a public health nurse based in an office setting, you can forget certain things, even like those new syringes, if you're not used to it. Because we know it, but we haven't been doing it because we've been sitting at a desk. So we had all the newest equipment. We had these skill stations, and all the nurses ran around and manipulated the equipment, asked questions. At the end of that training, we asked the following question. Which skills do you feel you need more training on? And this is some of the responses from the nurses. And these are type of the skills, most of these are the skills that you would use in a general Red Cross operated shelter. And that was our focus for training for working in a general Red Cross operated shelter. So as a result of the survey responses, we developed the web-based and PowerPoint presentation on basic competencies training. We had a training packet, a folder full of materials. We also had a lot of resource materials. Like I mentioned, the California Public Health Nursing Disaster Handbook. You know, I'm championing that because it's so good. You can download it off the website. It just gives really good information about preparing nurses for disaster preparedness. It's a really big book, though. So it's a big one. You might use a lot of your printer ink, but it's worth it. It's a really good resource. Also, our director wanted to make sure that every nurse had a go bag with their medical supplies. You know why that was important? When I worked at the Silver Shelter, I went in there and I saw that you remember the crash carts used to be in the hospital, those red crash carts? Red Cross had a crash cart this high, full of medical supplies. Then someone had donated some medical supplies. There was another bag of medical supplies. Then our Pepper branch had another bag of medical supplies. So we had three sources of medical supplies. When you come into a shelter working, you know, you don't know who you have to provide first aid to, and you might need to move quickly. So you need to make sure you know what contents you have available. That go bag was really good because we knew where our supplies were. We knew how to get to them. We had a list in the go bag of all our supplies. And then later, if we had more time, we could go back and see what the other bags had, or other resources were available. And we also made sure each nurse had a first aid bag book. We have to receive first aid training every 2 years. It's good for 2 years, and we made sure that every nurse had that. So phase one of our training was given April of 2013. So the training was offered to the Public Health Nursing Administrative Staff, abbreviated version of the training. We listened to what their recommendations were and incorporated into the general training that was provided to the Public Health Nursing Staff in that October of 2013. It's a two-hour training course that was provided. And so after we provided the training, we gave them a very comprehensive evaluation. We really wanted to know how they felt about the training. Did they get anything out of it? And this is what we receive. They really like our videos. I got to tell you about the videos. This is interesting. We did look on the internet at our nursing websites for education, like Mosby. What's some other ones? RN.com, Lippincott. Oh, there you go. Now, they're good, right? Okay, we looked on the website. We went in. We saw, you know, how the videos were. They were too basic for experienced nurses. And then a lot of them were based in hospital, and the skills were too involved for working in a shelter. But listen, you look at going to the video, the nurse is going into the patient's room. They're asking, how you doing, Mr. Brown? My name is Nurse So-and-so. Checking the name tag. It's already been 20 minutes before we even got to the skill. Okay? So we knew that wasn't appropriate. So this is what we did. We use YouTube videos. YouTube. And you know what? It's cheap. It's good for public health. So they liked the videos. They thought they were clear. They thought they were detailed. They were quick and up to date. They liked the handouts. They liked the overall presentation. They liked the hands-on skill portion of the training. They liked the shelter paperwork. Red Cross has a ton. Do you all know about Red Cross paperwork? Tons of forms. So we only tailored it down to what the nurses would most likely need to know. So we had the rest cross paperwork, plus our department has forms that we need. We made sure that they had copies of that. They thought it was a good review of skills. They thought it was relevant to their field of practice, and they liked the reference materials. What didn't they like about it? Well, some people complain, and listen to this. These are YouTube videos, 2.5 to 5-minute videos. Some people complain about that. So if we had used our nursing videos online, do you think they would have been upset? Yeah. And then in our department, in our branch, we do have medical social workers. We have health service assistants. We have office assistants. They didn't feel the pertaining particularly pertained to them, the training, and that was correct. We did have some information on psychological first aid, which is appropriate for all positions. But basically, the training was meant for nurses. We are working on providing a training for those positions. So the staff stated they felt better prepared to work in a shelter. They were more willing to volunteer when called. They were more aware of what to expect. Now, when a shelter is opened in Riverside County, the first branch that is contacted for support is Riverside County Public Health Nursing Branch. So staff are going to be called. And when they're called, the same folks are volunteering. So that means that other folks have to be voluntold. And they don't feel good about that because they didn't feel prepared. So it was important for them to be able to feel prepared to participate in the shelter. And so it was good for the staff, also the supervisors, to know that their staff are properly trained to be, when they're called to work in a shelter, they can do the job. The biggest challenge was finding the appropriate videos. That was the biggest challenge, not too basic and not too long. So we are on to the expansion of the third phase of this training, which is competency skill station. We are developing competency skill stations throughout Riverside County where the nurses can actually practice the skills that are needed. They can get signed off. They can demonstrate, get signed off. It goes into the evaluation. They would have completed all three phases of the training. It's good for the supervisors because they have evidence that the staff knows because it's in the file. And it's good for the participant because they feel more confident. And we also, I'm happy to know that this is serving as a model for training nurses in other county of Riverside Department of Health branches where we have office-based public health nurses. So competency-based training and collaboration works together to provide a good training program. And you know what? We've been on the road. 3 weeks ago, we were in New Jersey training the New Jersey Department of Public Health Nursing. And my director, she doesn't mind sharing information. So if you want to know about our program, you want to know about our resource information for this, just let us know. We have our business cards here. We'll be glad to share. Thank you. Oh, I went too fast on that, huh? Thank you. Any questions? And that's what was one of the slides. Did you everybody hear that? Did we follow up and see if they were comfortable? They did state that they were felt more comfortable. They were more willing to volunteer. We got more volunteers that wanted to come and participate in the shelters.
Did you
evaluate after the disaster happened? Yes, we always did. We have those hot washes where we sit down. Where we sit down with the staff and ask them, what is your concerns? What things that you feel you need more training on? That type of thing. I think it's important to do the training at least twice a year, though. Once is not enough. You need to do 2 or 3 times a year. And you need to make sure new staff coming in gets the training. We had one staff member that she was only with the department like a couple of months, and she was called in to work in a shelter. And she didn't know what was going on because she was new. So it's important to make sure all the staff get training and then you make sure you have refreshers.